Hello and welcome to Test Pilot, the podcast where you may as well watch the whole show instead. I'm your host, Mark, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, Cassie.
And we have a very special episode for you today.
Fuck.
That's right, guys. It's finally happening.
Wow. All right.
So, should we address the missing kale?
The missing elephant in the room.
Yeah. but a handsome elephant.
Yeah. And he'll never forget.
He will never forget
and forgive that we've done this. It is a special episode and for a very weird reason. We're sitting on like, I think this is going to be like ep 107 of this. Maybe 108. Maybe 106. Somewhere in the early 100s. And this is the first time since we started like 4 years ago, however fucking long it was, where we've ever just done an episode, you and me.
I know.
It's weird.
It's weird because I have to look at you constantly.
I don't know how I feel about it at all.
It's already really weird.
I mean, like, who are we going to make fun of? Like, we have to pick someone and just like make fun of them.
You?
I was thinking like, who's that dead guy?
Just any dead guy?
Yeah. Who's that one though? That dead guy.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah. Wasn't he a pedo?
Yeah, he married like his 12-year-old cousin or some shit.
Yeah, fuck that guy, pedo. So a little bit of context of what's happening today. Cassie's about to go on an international flight.
Yes.
Jet setter, first class, bottles on bottles.
That's my life.
She's going to hit up the business lounge.
Of course.
Before going on the flight.
Yep.
To get some business.
Absolutely not sleeping at Hong Kong airport for 8 hours.
Usually the show might have gone on, but the Cayman's got a partner who's struck down by the bug.
Yeah.
COVID, not AIDS.
It's good to clarify.
Yeah, it's important to clarify. She's got COVID and he doesn't at this point, but we couldn't have risked it at this point. So
no.
He was not allowed to show up today.
Now, usually we do have a contingency plan if someone can't show up, and that's no matter what. But that's only because I've always only been the one to not show up.
Yeah, it wouldn't feel right to do it no matter what.
No, and I've been thinking about it is that no matter what is essentially a giant episode of Boys Talk, right? This is essentially a giant episode of Cassie's 2 minutes. And so I'd like it if you quickly play the theme.
I just don't like the theme very much.
I think it's great. Cassie's 2 minutes, they're so much fun. Mark and Kale love them. This is our first ever bonus ep.
Yeah, a bonus episode. It's me and Cassie in the room. We won't be going through a pilot episode.
We wouldn't do that to Kale. That's disgusting.
We couldn't do that to him. Instead, we are doing a prolonged episode of Cassie's 2 minutes. There's no rules in this episode. You can have fun with it. You still should have fun with it.
I'm planning on it.
I would say we'll keep one rule, and the one rule is have fun with it.
Yes.
You're allowed to ask questions.
Yes.
And you're allowed to talk about Vanderpump Rules.
And can I just say, because like, for those who know, Scandoval was a shock to the world, but a bigger shock will be to the world than that is that this was not my idea.
Yeah, no, this is on me.
Yeah. And when I received that text, I was like, my phone's broken. I did that app where you try and get water out, even though I didn't remember dropping it in water. Yeah. But I was like, there's no way this text is real.
Have you ever seen that beer app?
Yes.
That's so good.
I remember in high school, the first person to get an iPhone had that app and we all just stared at it.
Yeah, it's like you can tilt your phone and it looks exactly like a beer. Yeah. It is fucking scary.
That's what I did to celebrate after you texted me. Had to have a nice cold one.
Yeah. I mean, we do have a lot to get through today. I do want to see if I can download the beer app right now.
Oh, yeah, no. I think that's really important.
I just need to see if
I think you're going to have to drink through this episode at least fake beer.
Beer app. But it's going to come up with like beer rating apps, beer simulator, iBeer. I'm not going to download it because I'm scared like somehow
it's my gonna phone be a virus. Your phone will just suddenly get very hot.
But it is still out there. If you're at home and you want to show someone next to you that you're drinking a cool frosty beer, iBeer is on the App Store as we speak.
Yeah. It may make your phone hot, but that's like not our business.
Now, I have vetoed the pilot of Vanderpump Rules quite a few times.
You vetoed the topic of Vanderpump Rules for 100 and something episodes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't like it. And
you have never seen it.
Well, like many.
So it's a dumb opinion.
Well, like many things in the world, I don't know anything about it.
Mm.
I fear it.
Yes.
And so I don't like it.
Yes. But it's time for you to go on a journey because once Joe Biden gets involved, it's
what? Okay.
I'll get into his involvement.
So what are we doing? Because I said to you, we were texting, we were saying like, oh no, Kale's going to die.
Cassie, you're so pretty.
Did you hear about COVID-19? It's fucked up. There's no way he's going to survive.
And I hadn't heard.
So I had to go through a lot of.
It was a long time.
Yeah, I told you all about QAnon.
QAnon, yes.
Yeah. I told you all about QAnon.
That was huge.
Yeah, that was good. And I taught you a lot there.
Yeah. And I started drinking like laundry liquid. You're pretty set that I should do that.
Yeah. But like, we were like, he's 100% going to die.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as anyone gets COVID, they die. Kale's a goddamn dead man.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to kind of decide what this podcast was going forward.
Yeah.
We pitched ideas at each other. You kept saying like, let's just do like the hunt for Dewey. And I was like, what do you mean you let him go? It's like that butterfly thing.
Yeah, but I miss him so much.
It's like, if you love them, let them go. And but if they come back, they're a butterfly. Is that it?
Yeah, that's absolutely it. And something about being able to catch fish.
Yeah.
At the time, I do admit that I complained about Dewey diaper time.
Mm-hmm,
it was a lot.
Yeah.
The way I miss it now.
Yeah, he didn't show up for the reunion.
Yeah.
It's so fucked up. He's so dead.
Wait, what reunion are you?
Like Malcolm in the Middle did a reunion.
Wait, I thought you were joking, really?
No, during that pesky virus that's definitely going to kill Kale.
That again?
They had like, you know how everyone was doing like Zoom reunions?
Yeah, there was that whole reunion between Charlie Bit My Finger that you guys think I made up.
They had a Malcolm in the Middle one and Dewey wasn't there.
Eric something sums?
Per Sullivan? Yeah.
He didn't make it?
I don't think everyone else was there? Yeah, you had Cranston.
Cranston made it and Eric Per Sullivan was like, oh, I'm busy.
No. I don't know if this is true now I'm saying it.
The more like, I just feel like
it's true.
You remember in 2020, I didn't have a job.
Yeah.
I was living in an Airbnb.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I just feel like I would have seen it because I only had time for YouTube.
Can't see Eric Per Sullivan. He's dead.
Yeah. Well, he was living in my house for a long time.
Well, once we got over the idea of trying to find Dewey, he's dead. Don't worry about it. A lot of ideas were thrown, and
it's
then
no one's business.
Then somehow, in the creative smoothie, the idea came up to do something related to Vanderpump Rules. And there's a word. just contextually, this is the most elaborate setup we've ever had for a podcast. Right now, I am sitting. We have a HDMI cable running across the room, plugged into your laptop. I'm looking down to my right. I've got like a 27-inch computer monitor.
Yep.
Sitting in front of me, I can see three faces on it and a word in the middle. There's a girl on the left.
Yes.
She's pretty.
Yep.
Are we saying she's pretty?
I believe she's pretty.
Okay. She's, you know, the more I look at her, she's kind of got like, you know when you look at something for too long, their face is a bit weird?
She has been described on the show as a Bambi-eyed bitch, which is one of my favorite insults that I've ever heard.
So she's on the left. Yeah. On the right is another lady. She looks a bit mean.
She's very pretty.
Well, she looks mean to me.
Okay.
And in the middle, we have a man with nice hair. He's got a good head of hair.
God, he'd love that you said that. And he is gonna be listening. Because I guarantee you he listens to every take on this.
Okay. He's got a moustache and in the middle of his face it says the word Scandoval.
Scandoval. Yes. Yeah. So what Mark's looking at is a 38-page PowerPoint slide that I've made for him. And I will say for those at home who are listening to this and they're like, I would like to follow along with pictures. If you email testpilotpodcast@gmail.com, I will send it through to you. It's been requested by two people already, and I'm like, I'll send it through.
Okay.
We'll do a follow along.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've just emailed Cassie. You've got your, you pause the podcast here, and you wait for your response from Cassie.
Yeah.
Okay.
I am probably, the day that we're going to air this, I will be at my brother's wedding.
Okay.
But priorities. I'm going to walk away.
Okay, now you're back. It's good to see you. Cassie has emailed you the presentation.
Yeah.
I'd like you now to open up to the first slide and you will see a very mean woman. Now, don't be too scared by the mean woman, okay? Because she, on the left, there's a pretty girl. We like the pretty girl. And in the middle, the man with hair. And it does say Scandoval in the middle of their face. You're up to date. And now, what are we doing? What is this?
We're going to talk about the scandal that rocked the world, which is Scandoval. Okay. Vanderpump Rules, it's popular, but like I know two people who watch it before the scandal happened. Yeah. Now I know a bunch of people that are going from the start. But when this happened, I could not believe it. Could not believe that this really happened. And then B, the fact that it was being reported on like CNN and things like that in like their 24-hour news rounding on the bottom and everything like that, every update. It was mind-blowing to me how quickly these people became far more famous than they ever were.
Okay.
And the way that this has shocked the world and captured the world is amazing. I saw a TikTok the other day of someone who's just watching the reunion, has no idea who any of them are.
That's mental.
Yeah, I thought so too. And I love this shit.
So your aim today, so anyone right now listening can pick this up and you're going to take them through. Because me, I can say I don't know. I know three things about Vanderpump Rules.
Okay.
Well, four things.
Okay.
The first thing I know about Vanderpump Rules is it's about Lisa Vanderpump's.
Who you know, because we did a full season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
It's about her restaurant.
Yes.
The second thing I know is there's a very mean woman in this show.
Yeah.
The third thing, there's a pretty woman. And the fourth thing, there's a man with hair.
Yes. There is at least one man with hair on this show.
Okay. And that's all I know about this show. So I'm coming in this as someone who isn't going to like a single thing you say.
Yep.
I'm going to be rude. I'm going to be a rude dude with attitude.
Oh, yeah. So it's me that we're picking on.
Yeah. I think we both knew when at the start of the episode, like I said, who are you going to pick on?
You get optimistic, but
I barely know who Jerry Lee Lewis is. Once I'd called him the pedo, I was out of ammunition.
That was very good though. You're right. Although like pretty
much. Is he Great Balls of Fire?
Yeah.
What a pedo. I only found out recently that nonce means pedo.
I found that out last week.
What's going on?
That is so fucking weird. Did you also see a video of someone being like, I put nonce in my Twitter bio?
I think that's what it was.
Yeah, and I Googled it.
Yeah.
I call people nonce all the time for stupid.
Yeah, I thought it was stupid as well.
I've definitely called a child a nonce before.
Oh, yeah. Children have called me nonce heaps.
Yeah, I get their letters. Again, testpilotpodcast@gmail.com if you have allegations.
Yeah. Hit us up.
Yeah, I like to keep on top of them. You know, it's a PR machine.
So we're going to go through 38 slides.
Yes.
We're going to start at the start of Scandoval. Can we start at the start of Scandoval?
So this is how we're going to go through it, basically. No, we can't start at the start. So Mark asked me, what do I need to watch for this?
Yeah.
I actually looked for a definitive guide to everything and I couldn't find it. So we are breaking ground here.
We are the definitive guide.
There's nothing that you can watch without watching all 10 seasons, in my opinion. There's so much context that needs to be had. So I made you a PowerPoint because I'm an angel.
Okay.
And because the odds of, I was saying to Mark earlier before this, that from the moment he suggested this, I started working on the PowerPoint so he couldn't back out because it'd be such a dick move. We're going to go kind of in an order. First, I'm going to talk about how Vanderpump Rules came to bat because that links in.
Okay.
Then I'm going to talk about anything that links that I feel like is important to know before Scandoval. So I'll go through seasons 1 to 10, but only things that I believe are important for this story.
That's fine with me.
Yeah. So again, Mark just asked who Lala is. We will not discuss her once.
Okay.
There's many characters that we'll never get a look in.
I'd love to see what Lala looked like though.
Yeah.
I'm gonna quickly Google Lala.
Google Lala.
Okay. I just wanna La, like L-A-L-A?
Yeah, Lala Kent. There's a more famous Lala.
Is that Lala Anthony?
No, that's the more famous one.
Okay. Lala Kent. Images. No, I don't like Lala.
Now, look at Lala, and here's a mind-blowing thing. She and I have the same date of birth. Does she not look like she could be my mom?
Yeah, she looks old. She reminds me of one of the people from that other show, the British people. It's like something Shaw.
Oh, Geordie Shaw?
Yeah, she reminds. Okay, yeah. She looks like that.
I feel like she'd hate that, so that's good. Yeah, so we're going to go through, the conception of the show, the 10 seasons, and then, like, the meat of Scandoval.
Okay.
I want to ask you, I did ask you to watch the reunion trailer.
I have.
Any thoughts?
There was a lot. Nothing really stuck to me. There was another guy that I didn't mind. He seemed quite camp. I liked him.
The British guy.
Yeah. Is he just British? Not camp?
He's just British. Well, no.
Honestly, all British.
There's this whole season of the show where he's quite clearly sleeping with a man and he's also living in a man's bedroom for free. Like, it's separate man.
Yeah.
And he's just like, why would anyone say I'm gay?
Yeah.
Fun fact about him, he is the godson of George Michael.
That is fun.
It is fun. I think he inherited a lot of money.
That's sick. That's sick. You ever seen Harry Potter? There's so many camp little kids in that movie. Yeah. It's so ridiculous.
That movie is core camp. Dude. Like, I think they're like Paris is Burning,
yeah.
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Yeah.
It's just that Hogwarts, it's just like, that's like the workshop in RuPaul.
Yeah, it's a sleigh. It's a major sleigh. Pussy down boots.
Yeah. That's all I remember. God. I remember he threatened to fight the man with the hair. Mm. And I remember they knocked
the man with the hair actually insulted his hair in the reunion.
Can't do that.
So you like James's hair as well?
I can't remember. I think James looked like, and this is a big call from me, because he looked like Brad from the Rachel Zoe Project.
I've never seen that.
Well, that's what he looked like.
Why are you watching the Rachel Zoe Project?
My partner used to really like it back in the day. Yeah. Like 10 years ago.
I like how you're
maybe.
Still calling her your partner, so you might have people think you're gay. I know that's important to you. Are you ready to jump in?
I'm ready to jump in. Okay. I don't think there's anything else I like when he called them poo-poo heads. I didn't remember anything else.
Yeah, okay.
That's it.
Okay, very good.
People cheated. I think I know that much.
Yes, but cheating is the cornerstone of Vanderpump Rules. So what's interesting is why this is such a scandal. And you'll see that the show was born out of cheating. We're going to discuss that in a second. But the fact that this is such a scandal, and again, I'm only going to go through the cheating that affects these core players.
Okay.
And that's a lot of cheating.
Now, if you're at home, we're about to progress.
To slide two.
Onto the second slide, slide two. Should there be a, from now on, what?
Yeah, do a sound.
The chimes signify a new slide, so slide two.
Beautiful. Okay, so yeah, let's jump into how Vanderpump Rules began.
Okay.
So on our screens, on the left, we've got Brandy Glanville. She was married to Eddie Cibrian, who's on her right. He is an actor.
Yeah, and that's the same two people at the top.
No.
Oh, fuck.
Huge twist. On the top is, again, Eddie Cibrian with country singer Leanne Rimes.
Okay.
So basically...
Wait, she can't stop the moonlight?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that links into this. Wild.
Hell yeah.
So Eddie Cibrian was married to Brandy Glanville many years. They have three kids. I think they were married for 9 years. They have three kids. Two kids, sorry. And then through the paparazzi, this whole affair is exposed that he's having an affair with Leanne Rimes.
Okay.
And he leaves Brandy and marries Leanne Rimes. But he had a spare mistress. He probably had tons, but he had a spare mistress. And the spare mistress is like, this poor woman and her family aren't hurting enough. I'm going to sell my story
to the
magazines to be like, I'm also hurt.
Yeah.
Because he was cheating on you with me, but he was cheating on me with Leanne Rimes type
yes,
shit.
Yes, yes, yes. I follow. It's kind of like a human centipede of cheating.
Yes.
Good, good, good.
So if you go to the next slide.
Sheena.
This is where we have Sheena.
No. That is not how you spell any name.
Sheena.
S-C-H-E-A-N-A.
She's from Azusa too, which is a really like.
What? Yeah. Azusa.
Azusa. It's a like
that's not a
fairly
rough
area of LA.
Sheena. That's a joke. I'm not going to ever take her serious. Is she still in the show?
And nor should you. Okay. Yes, she is. And nor should you take her seriously.
Sheena. And she's a waitress at Villa Blanca.
Yep.
And she's the other mistress.
Of Eddie Cibrian.
So she's the middle part of the cheating human centipede at this point.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. She's the mouth to asshole.
She's got her mouth on the asshole of the
Brandy
first
Glanville.
Wife. So yeah. Brandy Glanville.
She's at the front.
She's got her
mouth is free.
Sheena has got her mouth sewn to Brandy Glanville.
Yep.
And she has her butt sewn to the mouth of
Leanne Rimes. Can't fight the moonlight.
Coyote Ugly.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm completely following.
Yeah, I'm loving that. The photos help. So
I mean, he traded up. Let's be honest. Like, he went from a waitress to pop star superstardom.
And by all accounts, they're very happy.
Is this guy going to be? Is Eddie Cibrian very important to this show?
No.
He's just
part of how the show started.
Okay.
So Sheena's there. Sheena is.
That's mental, her name. I can't get past
this.
That
shows how little I'm allowed to talk about this, that you don't know Sheena's name.
Okay, keep going.
So Sheena is a waitress at Villa Blanca.
Okay.
That is a restaurant of Lisa Vanderpump.
Yeah.
So how does Lisa?
She's got a small chin, doesn't she?
Oh, teeny tiny.
It's a tiny chin.
Gigantic eyes too, so real alien shaped head.
She does look like an alien.
Yeah.
But like a classic alien.
Yeah, like a tall grey.
Yeah. Oh, she's such a tall grey.
Do you know tall grey is a term I got from Vanderpump Rules? Okay. They like talk about aliens all the time and they're like, oh, real tall grey energy.
Are they because, Sheena's coming. Oh, who's Sheena? Oh, she's that tall grey?
Yeah.
Spells her name mentally.
Actually, at one point they do compare Sheena to a tall grey.
Well, they should. They should nonstop.
So that's a restaurant owned by Lisa Vanderpump. So Lisa Vanderpump kind of connects these two worlds because Lisa Vanderpump is the owner of both Villa Blanca, one of her restaurants, and her other restaurant is called Sur. Do you want to know what Sur stands for? Take a guess.
So it's spelled S-U-R. Okay. Sex under Rottweilers.
So not like, I would love to say you're miles away, but it's sexy, unique restaurant. So you got one word kind of right.
I love a sexy, unique restaurant.
It's just the worst, isn't
it? It's terrible.
Yeah.
What does Villa Blanca mean? Is that just like?
White House.
Okay. Cool.
And she lives in a house that she calls Villa Rosa, but you'd remember that from Real Housewives.
Of course I would.
You loved it.
Yeah, of course I would. I did like Lisa Vanderpump. She was my favorite.
You did like her, I remember. And you loved Ken, her alien husband.
Ken's great. Ken's great.
But she's also a cast member in Real Housewives of Beverly Hills with Brandy Glanville, who wasn't in the season you watched. So there's this connection. And so she goes to Bravo, who make Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Wait, sorry to interrupt.
No,
but
go for it.
Is she the link? Did Mr. Cheating Man, did he meet the middle part of the human centipede through Lisa Vanderpump in a restaurant?
Sorry? Eddie Cibrian?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
So Sheena, because you love the name, is like your typical social climber. It wasn't her first time in the tabloids. She was in the tabloids for her and a really, really minor character on The Hills called Stacey the Bartender.
Okay.
We're in a throuple with John Mayer.
Yeah, but he's in a throuple with like heaps of people.
And as Sheena admits, she wasn't the favorite in the throuple, which is like the saddest thing I've ever heard. But like good on her for admitting it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like not about her.
Okay.
So Sheena works at Villa Blanca, but yes. Lisa goes to Bravo and she's like, we've got this Sheena connection, but I've also got this other restaurant called Sur and the staff there are insane people. And she's basically like, there's a group of kids that work in my bar who have been friends for like 10 years and they're fucking insane. And the way that I describe Vanderpump Rules to people who haven't seen it is if you've got a bunch of people that had a personality disorder, but they only spent time with each other. So there was nothing to make them feel like their behavior was odd. And so they never work on themselves. That is Vanderpump Rules. These people have been friends for like 15, maybe 20 years at this point. Like they're in their 40s now. And their behavior is just so next level disgusting.
Yeah, okay.
And their forgiveness for each other is so wild. Like the way they just move on from, like if one of the things that happened on the show happened to me, I don't know that I could ever move on with my life.
Yeah.
But they're just like next day, they're chilling.
Yeah.
They're fascinating people.
So it's not quite the arguments that they have in Real Housewives. You know how Real Housewives, it's like one of them.
Yeah. Your dog looked at my dog funny.
Yeah. Like it's not to that level. It's like legit like.
No, it's like life ruining shit where you're like.
Your cousin killed my dad.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, but more like you slept with my girlfriend at my dad's funeral.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's like that. We'll get into that. But yeah, so she pitches this story and so she decides she's going to move Sheena over to Sur.
Yeah.
Because there's this backdoor pilot that I've only seen recently of Vanderpump Rules where basically she's like, I want you and Brandy to have a conversation with Sheena. Sheena's suddenly in an episode and they have this conversation.
Wait, Brandy as in?
Brandy Glanville, the one that Sheena had the affair with her husband.
Okay, cool.
So they have a conversation on camera in the restaurant, but on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Hell yeah.
And then Sheena exits, goes back, puts on her work dress, and Vanderpump Rules starts.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I only saw this recently in it. So it started as a backdoor pilot from that.
Sick.
Lisa Vanderpump then used the show to quit Real Housewives because she doesn't have any drama on the show. She's just kind of like
the puppet master.
Yeah. And her restaurants are failing left, right, and center, but she's got this show. And I just, when I think of the way her and Ken's mouth watered when this whole thing happened.
I mean, not Ken's, his mouth can't water.
Yeah, well, no. We love Ken. And so that brings us to season one of Vanderpump Rules.
Okay. So I'm looking at a screen right now with the key art for Vanderpump Rules season one. You've got to the far left, you've got a man who looks like he's got the face of a footballer, like a yeah, English soccer player.
So this is Jax Taylor.
What?
I'm just going to upset you so much.
I'm angry. Okay, so that's Jax.
His real name's Jason Couchy.
What?
Yeah.
Couchy.
Couchy.
This is stupid. Okay, next to the couch man.
Yep.
She's just a woman. I don't really have anything
Which
to
one?
Say
the
about.
One up on the bar?
The one up on the bar.
That's Katie.
That's Katie.
Katie Maloney, we'll do full
She's
names.
A bit boho.
They're in their work uniform, so not really.
The fuck are they wearing that to work for?
That's their work uniform.
Dumb. Yeah, now, okay. Down the bottom, we got a blonde-haired girl. She looks like the girls off the Hills. She looks like Heidi from the Hills.
This is Stassi Schroeder. Stassi, this is her third reality show at this point. She was on a season of The Amazing Race as a child.
What do you mean as a child? They don't let children race.
Yeah, they did a family season.
Oh, that would be a nightmare.
I haven't actually watched it. And then she also was in a show called Queen Bees.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stassi.
Schroeder. Mm. You guys, I wish you could see Mark's face. He's just so angry right now. In the middle, we've got your lady.
In the middle, we got Lisa Vanderpump. She's actually looking really good in this photo, if I'm being honest. There's some retouching Photoshop work being done.
Oh, yeah, no. She
looks great. She looks great.
Yeah.
Next to her, we have the guy at the start that I said has nice hair. He looks a lot like a young Justin Bieber here, but middle phase when Justin Bieber like starts spiking his hair up and shit.
Yeah, okay.
But it's dark. Like if you were to put your hand up over his head, his hair, I could say that that's Justin Bieber.
I only see it from the nose down.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So that's Tom Sandoval.
Tom Sandoval. Now we're going to go down a little bit.
And who's that?
Well, is that the alien?
Yeah.
Who's that above her then? Is that her, because that looks like an alien too to me.
That's Kristen Doty, and yeah, I'll pay that.
She's mental.
No, so Kristen Doty is the most unhinged human being on earth to the point that once I was walking home from work and I was working in Bondi at the time and she happened to be in Australia and she posted she was in a bar in Bondi Junction. And I walked past and I thought, oh my God, I could go in and see someone from my favorite show. And then I thought, not Doty.
Yeah.
Don't want to see Doty.
I don't like her. I'm telling you now, I don't like her. And I will never like her.
That's the right take.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And then of course we've got Shayna.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Less said about her, the better.
Yeah, no, you're not alone in feeling that way. So from there, we're going to go and kind of talk about the main couples of season three.
Okay.
Because these all apply through it. So again, on the right, we've got Katie Maloney, who we just saw, and Tom Schwartz. Now, Tom Schwartz is not in the promo art for the original season because he doesn't work at Sir.
Okay.
He tries to get jobs at Sir, never gets them. So, and I'm going to take you through their personalities a bit. Katie is, I guess, has the shortest fuse that I've ever seen on earth. Tom Schwartz is very much a, if you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything type guy.
Okay.
Like blindly loyal to a fault.
Yeah.
Then in the middle, we've got Stassi and Jax. They're kind of the main couple of this crew.
Yeah, yeah.
As I said, Stassi was on three reality shows. Jax was a male model and he used to live.
He looks like he could be a male model. He's got a good jawline, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah, no, he does. He actually used to live with Channing Tatum when they were both starting out as models. And apparently they were both like gay for pay.
Yeah. I buy it.
And one of Jax's clients was Andy Cohen, who makes Vanderpump Rules.
There we go. There we go. Okay.
And then on the right, we have Kristen.
And Kristen's the one I don't like.
Yeah, no, and you're right.
Okay, I do not like her.
Yeah, I love how quickly you picked up on that. So that's Kristen Doty and Tom Sandoval.
Okay.
Again, the titular Scandoval.
Okay. Now I get why it's called Scandoval, because I always thought it was dumb.
Yeah,
it's a dumb
fair
name. But now I'm on board. Is this a scandal?
Did you think we were just putting a name?
I didn't really know.
A couple of siblings on the end of the word scandal.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Kristen.
I thought it was like scant, like Vanda, like Vanda in there, like Vanderpump, oh, like Scanda.
Oh, yeah, no, that's dumb. Yeah, we're not dumb people.
Okay. I'm back.
So Kristen is the most unhinged human being that has ever walked the planet.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even explain it. It's terrifying. Tom Sandoval, her boyfriend at the time, no human being has ever loved attention more than
he looks
this
like
man.
Rob Lowe here. This guy's always changing the way he looks.
He's always changing.
He goes from Bieber to Lowe.
Funnily enough, what he got angry at James about in the reunion is that James has never changed his look.
I don't know who James is.
He's not coming in yet.
Oh, God.
He's not here yet.
Oh, I miss him.
I know that you're... You know, James once liked one of my Instagram photos?
That's nice.
So I did a look based on one of his meltdowns where he keeps screaming, it's not about the pasta.
Yeah.
And I did a nail look, which was full of pasta and said, it's not about the pasta. And he liked it on Instagram.
Oh, that's nice.
I know. Pretty cool.
That's cool.
George Michael's godson and cousin.
That's actually really cool.
Thank you.
Jerry Lee Lewis liked heaps of my Instagram posts.
Yeah, I know. You should really go to the cops about that. I kept
DMing him and going, mate, you got
to
stop.
I told you to not reply.
You got to stop. And he just kept responding and going, I'm never going to stop. You'll have to kill me. And well, let's just say one thing happened. And I don't want to go into...
We won't talk about that. We won't talk about what Dewey is either. It's not our business.
Who are we to say?
Yeah, it's not about us. So yeah, Chris and Tom Sandoval. So they're the three couples. And basically Stassi's like the leader of the girls. And Katie and Kristen say yes to everything she says.
Okay. I like Katie.
Okay, that's a hot take.
Well, just from this one picture. She's,
like, none of them are likable. Nice. It's like the best place to go with it is that you probably shouldn't like any of them.
No, I really like Katie. Yeah, no, like, good. I really like her.
Yeah?
So.
You probably shouldn't have mentioned having a partner.
Yeah, no.
But you guys are open.
Yeah, yeah. We're open to me running away with Katie and just, you know, like starting like a farm. And like, it's going to be bad because I know nothing about farming.
Katie's
and I'm assuming
single.
She knows like a lot about farming or else we're fucked.
She grew up in Utah.
All right, I'm out. I'm so out.
So did Lala.
I didn't like Lala either, actually.
You love Lala. Oh yeah. So Stassi, Katie and Kristen are like her followers.
Okay. A real mean girls vibe.
Very much so. Like the season one is just them bullying Sheena, like flat out bullying.
Oh, I don't like Sheena.
That's the issue with season one. I'm not even joking.
Sheena?
Here.
Oh, Sheena's the one with the little alien.
Yeah,
head.
You don't like her. This little is the issue with season one. It's like it's so wrong how they're bullying her, but you also feel like she deserves it.
Well, quickly, were they like making fun of her little chin, saying like, "Oh, little chin girl"?
They were giving her shit for the fact that she broke up a marriage.
No, I think that's fine to tease someone about.
So the ongoing theme of Vanderpump Rules is that they all hate cheaters, but they're all cheaters.
Are they like? Pfft. You broke up a marriage and you couldn't even hold the man down. Like, when was Leanne Rimes' last single? Coyote Ugly came out. Look at a picture of John Goodman when Coyote Ugly came out.
He's in that?
Yeah. Look how fat that cunt is. Now look at a picture of John Goodman now. That's the last time that Leanne Rimes had a hit single.
Wait, is he fatter or skinny?
John Goodman has lost half of his body weight since
then. Oh, good on him. Oh, that's good on nice. Her.
But what I'm saying, that shows the amount of time between the big hit, Can't Fight the Moonlight, and the time that they would have cheated.
Yeah.
She's not a star anymore.
She's not a star, but you know what? Neither is Sheena.
No, Sheena's got that. She's in the Guinness Book of Records for the smallest chin.
She is, and she also has an incredible single that I'm just going to play a bit of here.
Is it like a Stars Are Blind type single?
Very much so. And for like a few seasons, whenever there's an opportunity, she's like, and I'll perform my song.
Shit.
Yeah.
I want to hear it though.
It's good shit. Oh no, we don't want a remix. We want the original. There's an ad.
Oh yeah. Don't have Spotify Premium.
I went on YouTube. Okay, I don't want to ruin my algorithm.
Did I tell you about the time that I was, I found like a click farm. That's what it's called. Like click farm. For plays for Stars Are Blind by Paris Hilton.
What's a click farm?
Well, a click farm is basically, it's like the way it works is like you'll constantly click on something and you have like, the way that a lot of click farms work is they hire heaps of labor in like India or something, and a bunch of people will continually click on something and it will like, you know, or they'll like go onto a website, do something, close it. Go onto the website, do something, close it. To like kind of make it look like a lot of traffic is going somewhere.
Okay.
So like maybe a Netflix or something might pay a click farm to all watch this movie so it becomes the biggest movie in the world, that kind of thing.
Right, okay.
And I was on Last.fm, which is a website which tracks people's music listening.
Yeah.
And I, for some reason, I searched Stars Are Blind by Paris Hilton.
And I came up.
You know, then I found a whole bunch of plays that all they did were 24 hours a day played Stars Are Blind. Because it was like, because I think the way I came across
it. Was it a click farm or was it a very sick person?
No, there was heaps of them.
Where it's a lot of people. I think there's a lot of sick people,
but it was the only thing they listened to, and it was 24 hours a day. Because I think like that week it was like the top 10 listened to song or something. I'm like, that's mental. That came out like 10 years ago. What's going on?
Well, she did perform it at New Year's Eve.
Oh, that was probably it.
Yeah.
It probably after.
It was iconic.
People probably watched it New Year's Eve and went, you know what I'm going to do for this next week? I'm only going to listen to that song 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Let me hear this this track from the small chin Sheena. Sheena. Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've had enough.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, that's objectively terrible.
It's next level. She still performs it all the time and bless her little soul for that.
Mm.
So, yeah, no, the girl's like heavily bullying Sheena, but you're also like, Sheena kind of deserves it.
Are they like, cool song? No, Sheena, we love your song. Play it again. Oh, this bit's so good.
This is our favorite bit. The boys, it's very much like Jax and Sandoval competing to be alpha and then Schwartz just happy to be along for the ride.
Yeah, I can get that. And by the way, Jax is the alpha.
There's a literal fight in one night where Jax turns around to Tom Sandoval and he's word for word says, stop acting like you're the number one guy in this group. I'm the number one guy in this group.
Oh, yeah, that's just guys, though. Guys
yeah,
do
you
that
guys do that all the time when you're playing your Dungeons and Dragons.
That's I'll be like, actually, I'm the number one guy in this group and I cast Fireball.
Yeah. That's all I assume that you guys are doing the whole time.
Yep.
For reference, Sheena is with a guy called Shay at this point.
I'm not being funny. Is that that guy from like Dear Evan Hansen?
No.
But that is him, right?
Looks nothing like him.
What?
Are you talking about the guy from Politician?
I think so.
Yeah, no, not at all.
He's also from like Pitch Perfect, I want to say.
Yeah, no, you're losing your shit.
Is that not him?
That's not even, it doesn't even look like him.
Okay.
Anyone who's following along with the PowerPoint thinks you're a moron.
This guy looks like that guy and Jack Osborne had a child.
Yeah.
They would look exactly like this guy that's looking at me right now.
No, that's absolute madness.
Okay, what's this guy's deal?
Basically, he and Sheena are together and they get married on the show, but it turns out that he's on Oxy the entire time.
He looks like he's on Oxy.
It's one of those things that like when it happened on the show, it was a shock, but then you watch old seasons, he's like dozing off in the corner and he's like, where am I? So they got divorced. But
she's so fucking angular.
You know, she only takes photos on that side of her face.
She shouldn't wear, we can't just keep going off pictures. We have to assume people aren't following along to a spreadsheet. But I'm looking at a very angular woman and quite a soft-featured man. And it was never going to work.
It doesn't work. No. It doesn't work. And it's nothing to do with the Oxys.
No.
Although at the time that he was addicted to Oxy, there was these blind items that she was very addicted to Adderall. And those drugs do completely the opposite thing. And I'd love to sit in their apartment at that time.
He looks like he usually wears glasses.
No. You could not have a worse take on this man.
He looks like Dear Evan Hansen. I don't care what you say.
He looks nothing. Ben Platt. There you go. He looks nothing like Ben
Platt. He's a Nepo baby, isn't he?
He is a Nepo baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not really important, but I just thought I'd explain that she had someone as well. Like, don't worry about Sheena. I could see you worrying.
I'm not that worried, but we can keep going.
So in season one, Stassi and Jax break up after he gets a sex worker pregnant in Vegas.
He's been a sex worker, so, you know, he...
Yes, he has. He has. So this was, like, big for the group because they were, like, the core that held them all together.
Okay. He was the alpha.
He was the alpha.
And so was she.
Yeah.
She was the Regina George of the
crew. What do you do when your alphas break up?
You find a new alpha.
You go to Tom Sandoval, I guess.
Is he the new alpha?
He wishes.
Okay, so you're both alphas. Well, Stassi, she's still in it though, because like she gets the sympathy now.
So funnily enough, she didn't. So basically, he cheats on her, and even her best friends, those girls, were like, I don't buy it and you're a dumb bitch. And they all stop being friends with her. And then at the final episode of season one, he's like, yeah, but I did, by the way.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. Good, 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 good.
And then no one kind of wants to apologize to her. But again, in contrasting that, this is what makes the show watchable, because otherwise you'd feel so terrible for these human beings. Stassi sucks.
Okay.
Stassi really sucks. And we're going to go right into Stassi sucking later. So now we jump into season two.
Yes.
Okay. So season two, like kind of the main plot that pertains to this scandal is that Ariana arrives.
Is that far right?
Yes.
Good.
Do you remember her from earlier?
No.
She's your angry woman.
Oh, she doesn't look too angry in this picture.
No, okay, no, but we do good. Judge people off pictures. So yeah, if another angry photo comes up, which I promise it will.
Good. Good,
oh, you're going to be scared.
Good, good. Now far left, she's the scary woman, right?
She's Dodie, yeah.
Okay, I don't like her.
Yeah, fair. So Ariana comes in basically because they had to get a friend for Sheena.
Okay.
Because like, I guess they thought it was rough watching Sheena just
get
bullied.
Were they friends outside of the show?
They both worked at Villa Blanca together.
Okay, good.
And so did Tom Sandoval. He used to work at both places.
Okay, good.
So he was friends with Ariana from the jump. But Ariana comes over to Sir so they can get Sheena a friend on the show.
Nice.
And Kristen is convinced.
Now, does Jack still work there at this point?
Yes.
How come?
Well, you can't fire someone for cheating on someone.
Yeah. Can't you?
Lisa brings this up on the show all the time. She's like, well, I can't fire them for being naughty because they're all so naughty.
They are all naughty. And she's got a point about that. But yeah. I feel like in America especially, having a restaurant full of casual workers, you can fire them for whatever the fuck you want.
I guess so, but it doesn't really work for the show that's making
true,
all the money.
True, 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 true.
Yeah.
It's although, all for the show. It's all for drama. Probably Leanne Rimes gets a job there eventually. God knows the music career isn't working.
I like the rumor is that they ask her to be on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills season all the time. They're like, join us.
And she's like, I'm sorry, I'm doing Can't Fight the Moonlight Part 2.
Well, the royalties from that still must fighting. Just be pouring in.
Yeah, every time someone watches Coyote Ugly, she just gets like $1 million.
That used to be my karaoke song.
So she gets like $3 million a year.
Yeah.
So it's pretty.
Honestly, it's not it's bad. So much more than we've ever going to be made.
It's not bad.
It's really not bad.
It's not bad. John Goodman's a big boy in that.
Yeah. And now he's a very small boy.
He works as a toll booth operator.
I don't remember that at all.
Well, let me take you through the plot.
Let's do it.
I remember he's a toll booth operator.
You just pull out your own slideshow.
I got my own slideshow. Imagine this, a wannabe singer-songwriter.
Yeah, she dances on bars. So yeah, that's the entire kind of thing that's going on with them is that she's convinced that Ariana and Tom Sandoval have slept together before during their relationship. I should say that all the relationships that I just showed you have been together for years at this point. They all live together by the time the show started.
But if I am Sandoval and I'm going home after a hard day's work in a fucking restaurant, you know.
In the middle of West Hollywood,
it's busy. I'm not getting paid a fair deal. I look at Lisa Vanderpump. I can just turn on the. I get home, I turn on the TV. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is on.
Yeah,
I see the way she lives. I look at my apartment. I go, what's going on?
Here's the worst apartment in the show.
What's going on? I do the same thing. I'm on a TV show just like her. Why do I live like this? The door knocks. I'm like, bitch, you live here. Use the fucking key.
Kristen Wood, though.
She shows up. She's about 9 foot tall. And
she's very, very tall.
And 6 of those feet is just her head. She comes in the apartment and she's like, oh, I've had such a bad day. I'm like, bitch, we work together. I've been with you all day.
You're actually describing the show.
I know what happened, okay? I know what. And he's like, can we go get Wendy's? I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake. I can't live on a diet of just Wendy's, okay? I'm living that life. And then all of a sudden, Ariana arrives.
Yeah.
This beautiful goddess.
She's a smoke show.
Absolute smoke show.
Yeah, when she's not angry.
Yeah, oh, she's quite cross a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And that is canon. But if she shows up in my life and I'm looking at my studio apartment living with an absolute filth monster, I'm thinking, of course I'm going to cheat. Of course I'm going to cheat.
There's this whole cheating scandal with Kristen, and one of the way that the person defends it is like, I wouldn't sleep with Kristen. She smells bad.
Yeah. Oh, no. I literally don't know how you made a PowerPoint smell, but you have.
I can absolutely smell her. Yeah.
She stinks.
Yeah, of like cigarettes and like coffee breath.
Yeah, yeah. But if Ariana comes into, I imagine he's cleaning like a plate.
Yeah.
And it takes like a good 40 minutes. He's really scrubbing that plate. Yeah. And he looks up and all of a sudden there's like he feels a breeze on him. And he's thinking, oh, fuck. Oh, I've got like 5 more hours and I have to go home to that absolute hog. And he's cleaning that plate still. And then he feels a gentle breath, but like this, like a gentle breeze. And it smells so
minty
good.
Fresh.
It's minty fresh, but it's got like that perfuming to it. You know that that is a nice smelling person that's just opened the door and let the breeze go over them. And you look up and this absolute smoke show walks in. Yeah. I'm pretty sure you're not staying with the hog woman. Is all I'm saying.
Yeah, so you're family team Sandoval at this point.
I'm team Ariana.
That is the right take.
Okay, good.
You got there.
Good. She's scary.
Yeah.
She's mean.
But you respect her.
But I got to respect her.
You got to respect her.
In that LBD. Keep going.
Oh, yeah. She's looking good. I love my PowerPoint. it's just Kristen going back and forth yelling at this woman and being like, Lisa, I don't want her to work here. It's her or me. And Lisa being like, I would not make that ultimatum.
Yeah. Honestly, people walk out when you go to their table. Yeah. I've had to buy bug zappers. You've attracted flies.
The smell is overwhelming.
But okay, so Ariana arrives on the scene, new girl in town.
Yeah.
Has anything prompted the hog to say,
so
you're cheating?
Sandoval and Ariana have always had a close friendship. Again, these friendships have gone for years before the mm-hmm. show. So they've always had a close friendship.
Mm-hmm.
There's also the idea that she's best friends with Sheena and trash associates with trash. She really gets that a bit.
Okay. Yeah, no, I get that.
But otherwise, but she was right.
Oh, they were cheating on each other.
They say they kissed once in a pool. If someone says they kissed once in a pool, they fucked in a spa. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that tracks to me. Yeah. Makes complete sense.
That's the timeline. But yeah, but again, we don't blame him.
No. She's a witch. She's an absolute witch.
Dirty.
She should be burnt.
Sorry, Mark's pointing at his screen, but I can't see it.
Yeah, that's true.
I just want to make that clear.
I don't like Dirty.
Okay, so meanwhile, while this is going on, rumors start up that Kristen has had sex with Tom's best friend, Jax, and also Stassi's ex-boyfriend.
Okay.
Jax admits it straight away.
Yeah.
And Jax's defense for everything is like, you guys know I'm shit.
Yeah.
And it's not the worst defense.
Now, you're not allowed to get angry at me at this point. Mm. I don't know who Kristen is.
Dodie.
Okay.
The one that smells.
Why did he do that?
Smelly. Well.
Like, just like had a really bad week.
So,
like he'd reached his all time low and he was like, better keep digging down.
Jax's thing is, yeah, like if it has a vagina, I mean.
Yeah.
And the way the story goes is basically Kristen, Jax and Sandoval are all watching a movie on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
Want to guess the movie?
Cheaper by the Dozen too.
No, it's Drive.
Okay.
They're watching Drive. The funniest thing about this is who's the redhead woman in Drive from Mad Men? Christina Hendricks.
Mm-hmm.
She knows this story, which I always tickles me. So they're watching Drive.
No, I do not think Christina Hendricks is in Drive.
Yes, she is.
Is she? I haven't seen it for a while. But she's not like the lead.
No, but I just remember watching her get told the story.
Okay. She must be like a side character. I haven't seen that movie for like 10 years, but go on.
If two people did something this disgusting to my movie, I'd be so honored.
Okay.
So basically Sandoval goes to bed. He's in bed in the next room.
Oh, no.
And they fuck on the couch.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Did they get to see?
They're
all
very
Drive?
Serious that they never kissed. They never kissed, Mark.
Woof.
I want to make that very clear to you.
Yeah.
And then they hooked up another time too.
Okay. Was Drive playing then? Because maybe it's like a Manchurian Candidate type
thing. I saw an interview. Someone asked them what happens in Drive, and they're like, I don't know. So he admits it straight away, but she denies it all the way into the last episode of season two. So Sandoval actually forgives her. He doesn't forgive Jax, but he forgives her.
Oh yeah, fair enough.
But then. Eventually.
She just seen Ryan Gosling. You're gonna fuck. And he's like, just seen Christina Hendricks. It's inevitable.
Like they've gotta fuck. They both use the excuse that the other one smells bad and that's why they couldn't have done it at first.
Yeah.
Which I really like that because I reckon they both do.
Oh yeah. Very stinky people.
I reckon Sandoval smells too, by the way.
They all smell. There smells everywhere. That's why no one goes to the restaurant.
You've said that Ariana doesn't smell.
Well, she smells good.
Yeah, she smells. Yeah, I guess. Well, everyone smells.
Though. She's like a air freshener in the stink that is Sir.
Yeah, absolutely. I like that. But they do eventually break up.
Okay. In season two?
By the reunion, they've broken up and we're going to get there now. So,
Who's this little twink?
That's your boy, James Kennedy. So season three starts. Oh, well, it's revealed in the reunion that Tom Sandoval and Ariana are now dating.
Oh, good stuff.
Yeah, you're happy.
Good boy.
Yeah. And that him and Kristen, of course, broke up. God, that's a terrible photo of Kristen.
Yeah.
But it's deserved.
Yeah. She stinks in that photo. Keep going.
So Tom Sandoval's this best friends with Jack Skin. Like, it's completely forgotten.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, he's like, they probably had a chat and he's like, hey man, I'm really sorry that I slept with
Oh, he never apologized. That's known fact.
Okay.
Well, he never apologized. His entire stance was, if you had have kept your girl satisfied,
I wouldn't
have to fuck her.
Well, maybe the chat went like this. Like, he shows up and he's like, hey man, I'm really sorry that you had to have sex with that pile of trash. I've actually got you should see my girlfriend now. She is gorgeous. She smells good. Just a kind heart. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kind heart. Yeah. And so I'm sorry you had to go through that.
In this season, there's these great scenes where like Kristen has to come over to pick up the cable box that they once shared. And she's like dressed to the nines, like tits out.
Yeah.
And she's like, I just came to pick up the cable box. And then she'll just cry in the apartment.
Nice.
Yeah. Kristen's a mess.
And I'm reading this. So Kristen has broken up with Scandal.
Sandoval's broke up with her.
Yeah. And now she's dating a busboy.
So he moves in. When she breaks up, she moves out of their apartment. The busboy from Sir James Kennedy moves in.
This. Sure.
And she thinks, sure, how can I hurt Sandoval? I'm going to date the busboy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's no good. I do not like that little twink.
You loved him.
I did when?
In the reunion trailer.
Is that him?
Yeah.
Oh, talk about a glow up.
He did have a bit of a glow up. Yeah, that's DJ James Kennedy.
Okay. Is he related to Jamie Kennedy?
He's not, but again, still the godson of George Michael.
Good to know.
Yeah, freedom.
Okay.
So yeah, and then the season kind of revolves around Kristen's dating this guy, but has dedicated all her time to bringing down Sandoval and Ariana.
Okay.
While the guy's just like, but what about me?
Mm-hmm.
And he's also a hugely loose cannon. Like, just loses his shit over nothing. It goes as far as Kristen brings in a girl. She flies in a girl from Miami that claimed to have slept with Sandoval while he's with Ariana. And she brings her into the bar that they work. And she's like, you fucked me. And he's like, no, I didn't. And she's like, yes, you did. And he's like, no, I didn't. And then he runs away from the bar and literally runs home. Then one of the managers comes out and is like, Kristen, this is your workplace.
You can't do this.
And she tells the manager to suck a dick while smoking a cigarette.
She actually sounds kind of cool to me. I'm actually coming around to her now.
And then this is the last straw. She's fired.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Shit.
She got fired from the restaurant, not from the show.
What does that mean?
So she remains in the show. It's just like she keeps just showing up at the restaurant. Because no one's talking to her at this point.
Woof.
I know.
So she just kind of shows up and she's like,
it's yikes.
Hey guys, I actually have a really big job interview today. And they're like, no, you don't.
It's a lot like that. Like every year they do this Sir photo shoot where they make a calendar out of all the employees there.
Yeah.
And at one point they're filming it and she just shows up and she's like, you all look really great. And everyone's like, why are you here? This is so sad.
Gross.
We're really worried about you.
So what does she do for a job now then?
Oh, she has a t-shirt line.
Yeah, boo. Next slide. Season four.
We're up to season four. So in season four, James and Kristen break up.
So the twink and the trash.
The twink and the trash. And then Katie and Tom Schwartz become engaged.
And they're the people we haven't talked about since season one.
We have not talked about them since season one.
Okay. But what do they mean? Are they fine? Who cares?
So they get engaged. They have the worst relationship on earth. Like, I can't imagine if we had two friends that were in as toxic relationship and they got engaged and you'd have to pretend to be happy for them.
Yeah.
Like, it's a problem. Like, they're fighting right up until like the day before the wedding.
Nice.
Being like, I don't want to marry you type shit. But they get engaged.
Okay.
It's a pretty elaborate proposal. You want to hear about it?
Yeah, I want to hear.
So for years, their ongoing fight is that she wants to get married and he doesn't.
Oh, commitment. And real Monica and Chandler.
It's real Monica and Chandler. Is that a thing for them?
Yeah.
I thought they got married like straight away.
No.
Okay. So she gives him an ultimatum. She's like, you have to propose within 6 months. 6 months passes.
The ultimatum never works, does it?
Yeah, it's a big debate on the show.
Yeah.
She gives 6 months. He well surpasses that.
Yeah.
And so then he comes up with this idea and basically they're at a restaurant and he's hired actors.
This sounds like a flash mob. If it's a flash mob, I don't want to hear about it.
It's not. It's so twisted, this whole thing. And basically they're all like out on this guise that it's Tom Sandoval's birthday, which it is, but they're out celebrating.
Okay.
And then this guy goes to propose to his girlfriend and Schwartz like looks like, fuck, this is so uncomfortable. And Katie's like, fuck, of course this is fucking happening.
Yeah.
And Schwartz goes and takes the ring off. He was like, sorry. Like, I can't watch you do this. And she's like, what are you doing? This is so embarrassing. And then he turns around and proposes to her.
Sounds shit.
I thought it was really impressive, but also the last way that I want to be proposed to, because it's like, remember how you were so upset that I wouldn't commit to you for years? Well, here's one last joke.
Yeah, no, I don't like it. I don't like anything about it.
Well, you're a big defender of Katie.
Katie?
Yeah.
Who the fuck's Katie?
You said you really liked her and that you went in.
Oh, that's Katie. I got mixed up. There's two different lines. Yeah, I like Katie. She's fine. She seems.
So
like,
you and your partner have an open agreement that you can leave with her.
Yeah, yeah. She reminds me of like a I can't remember her name. What's the Gretchen from Mean Girls? What's her name?
Very much a Gretchen.
Something Lacey.
Lacey Chabert.
She's the Lacey Chabert of the Mean Girls.
She's very much a Gretchen in the Mean Girls.
Like, she'll follow it around, but you feel for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no Karen, but sure. It definitely Stassi's like.
She's the Regina George.
Yeah. But no, I definitely call Katie a Gretchen. That's spot on.
Okay.
So we're going to go to season 5.
Oh, the wedding season.
Yeah.
The fuck off. They didn't get their fucking boss at a fucking. Imagine that. Imagine you work. You go in and work at a fucking bar or a restaurant all day. And you're like, oh, I'll get my fucking boss to marry me. Get a life.
You know what's funny is Jax eventually gets married and he asks Lisa to marry him. And she's like, no.
I'm actually busy then.
She's like, nah, no, thank you. And so then he gets Lance Bass to marry them instead.
I mean, if the option's Lance Bass.
You're going to take Lance.
You take that up.
I saw an interview with him the other day and they're like, who's your favorite member of NSYNC? And he didn't say Lance. And I was like, that is rude.
Woof. Yeah. Can't do that. So okay.
He said Joey Fatone. He didn't.
Joey Fatone.
It would be nice if someone did. Yeah. So they get married.
Yeah.
It's important to note that both Tom Sandoval and Ariana are groomsmen in this wedding.
Good. Good.
Yeah. And at during the wedding, Lisa Vanderpump brings the two Toms aside with Ken, your boy Ken.
I love Ken.
And ask them to open a restaurant, which they call Tom Tom.
No way.
Yeah.
This is crazy because none of them know anything about running a restaurant.
They have a 5% stake.
She's got to know she's making a mistake.
Well, no, they have a 5% stake and okay. She lets them know it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, cool. And they've since had to buy back their stake. It's pretty fucking sad. Because of the scandal.
Okay.
Because of the scandal.
And the bar's called Tom Tom. Where's that?
It's also in West Hollywood. Good. It's not far from Sir.
Good, good, good.
Still open.
Okay.
But it's not looking great, I'm going to be honest. But I would die to go there. I would die to go there so badly. And then season 5. Oh, no, we're still in season 5, sorry. James.
Who's this girl?
Starts dating Raquel. So it's the first time we've seen Raquel.
Oh.
Now,
you know I have issues with that spelling, right?
Well, it's not her name. And that's why I've got it in quotations. Since the scandal has come out, it's turned out that her real name's Rachel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, she is quite a Rachel.
It's a real Jemé move. You know,
she's definitely not a Raquel.
You know Jemé?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it Jamie?
Yeah. It's that kind of move.
Yeah.
And I think it's really funny now that it's come out. And as I put here, she's every bit as dumb as she looks.
She looks moronic.
Now, you have seen this woman because she's in the first slide and you very much liked her.
I liked her in the first slide and I still like her right now. She reminds me of and we've discussed this quite a lot on the podcast, in the Chipmunks Adventure.
Your favorite movie.
My favorite movie. There's a scene.
Oscar winning.
If it didn't win the Oscar, then Oscars, hashtag Oscars so not chipmunk. But if she reminds me, I think it's just the way her hair is right now, but I'm gonna imagine her like this from now on. There's a scene in the Chipmunks movie where they go to like, I'm gonna say just general like Arabia. I don't think they maybe.
Is this the one you've told me the entire plot of? Yeah, cool. I wasn't listening.
So they go there and like the girl chipmunks.
Yeah.
They get taken in by like a sultan.
Oh shit, I do remember.
They get
this.
Taken in by like a sultan.
Yes.
Like a sultan and get put in like his harem.
You've told me this. Yeah, this is fucked actually.
And I'm like,
it's weirdly sexual.
I'm like, what's this? Is the sultan gonna fuck these chipmunks?
Like, wait, is the sultan a chipmunk?
No, the sultan's a full grown man.
Like a human being.
Oh yeah. He's fat too. And it's like, why did
wait, like John Goodman in
like halfway between John Goodman in Coyote Ugly to John Goodman now.
Okay, yeah, I've got a visual.
But it's like he like requests, he's like, no, they're staying with me, all right? And it's like, for one thing, they're chipmunks. For another thing, I think they're children. Like, I think they're kid chipmunks. You know what I mean? Because, like,
yeah.
Because, like, you
no,
have
I think
to. Because, like, the boy chipmunks definitely, like, out, like Dave's their like dad.
And I don't think biologically.
No, I don't think biologically either, but he's like their parent.
But adoption's valid.
And I think they're like kids and shit. So I think the girl ones are too. All yeah. I'm saying is the way she's dressed now is kind of the way that the man dresses them. You know, the man dresses the girl chipmunks before.
I can picture it.
They, don't worry, they escape. They get out they get out of there. I'm pretty sure.
It would have been a different movie had they not.
I'm pretty sure that's the bit where the actual, because throughout the whole movie, and we will get back to this, throughout the whole movie, they're in different, the boys versus the girls in
a I remember.
Balloon race around the world.
Yes.
And I think this is the point where they join the one balloon, because I think they break them out of what was going to be a really grim ending for the chipmunk girls.
Yeah. You hope it's an ending. It could go on for years.
Yeah, yeah. There was some good racism in that movie as well.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
You really left that out when you went through the entire plot for me.
Big time.
Big time?
Big time.
Big time?
You would have loved it.
Fuck yeah.
But yeah, it's good. It's good.
There's big time racism that's going to happen in this slide.
Yeah.
Not this slide.
They're doing a race around the world, but they're actually like illegally trading blood diamonds as well, I think.
You've told me that.
There's layers to that shit. But she reminds me of the girl chipmunks in that movie.
Yeah, okay.
In the scene where they almost get molested.
Yep.
So yeah, I feel for her. Because I know the man has dressed her like that.
Yes.
Even though she's a child chipmunk.
But it's good that James also, and not that you can like not go up from Dodie.
Yeah.
But he certainly did.
I don't know if I like James yet.
Yeah, that's okay. I don't know if I like James yet either.
But I do.
And I've been watching the show for 12 years.
I feel for Raquel because of, as I mentioned.
Because of what happened to her in Arabia.
What happened to her in Arabia.
So that's basically all you need to know about season 5.
Good, 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 good. Big season. There's a wedding and a new business coming out of it. Probably the biggest season so far, I would say.
I'm a big fan of season 2. I did not mention that when it comes out that Kristen and Jax were actually sleeping together, Stassi backhands her.
Oh, fuck off. Like, yeah. Like, woo!
Like, full on, like, smacks the shit out of her.
In the face?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's sick.
Basically, when she finds out it's true, she decides that she's not going to tell her, pretend to be a friend, and they do a public humiliation thing, which she brings her to the bar.
Yeah.
And she's like, you did sleep with him, and then she backhands her.
But what is she dating Jax at this point?
Stassi.
Yeah.
No, she's pissed because it's her very recent ex and that's her best friend.
And she backhands her.
She backhands her.
That's
and
sick.
Then when Sandoval finds out the truth, he punches Jax.
Nice.
And there's this great scene where Jax gets back up and he's smiling. There's just blood pouring down
his
face.
Hell yeah. I like Jax because of that one thing.
Jax is, if a human being lived purely on cocaine and steroids.
Yeah.
That is Jax.
No, I like him.
Yeah.
I like him.
Yeah. Definitely smells as well. But as we said, they all do.
They all smell. So not only on this crazy, crazy, wild episode of Test Pilot, the first ever episode in 107, 108 episodes where it's just been the two of us in a room, we're breaking rules here. I told you at the start of this episode that we're doing a full Cassie's 2-minute episode and that rules will not apply.
Yeah.
We're about to break another rule today.
This is huge.
This will be our first ever 2-part episode of Test Pilot. This will be officially titled the Scandoval Saga because this is our only saga. We've done sagas that have gone in multiple parts, but we've never had an episode so long that we had to cut it in half.
Yeah. I'm so glad because I thought cool 30 minutes and you're like leaving my house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We have to slice this right down the middle. So right now, thank you so much for listening to part one of the Scandoval Saga. Thank you for listening to part one of the Scandoval Saga. I hope you're having a great day out there.
You should already have part two in your feed.
It will be sitting there. Now go and press play on that and jump back into what many are calling a slightly interesting story.
Yeah.
And you will.
But possibly the best story I've ever told on the podcast.
You will not believe the ending. We haven't even gotten to the dog yet. It's going to get eaten.
It's going to get wild. But would you attest that this is probably the best story I've told in this podcast?
I mean,
it's other than the beach with the turtles.
And I mean, the only competition is, I think you told a story once about how like a brick got dislodged in your wall once.
It did.
Yeah. So yeah, it's up there in the best stories that you've told on the podcast.
Thank you.
Oh shit. Sorry. Forgot about the time you saw a lizard. So
it was Johnny Depp's lizard.
Allegedly, Johnny Depp was not in the room. You saw a lizard, and you went, I reckon that's Johnny Depp's lizard.
It's a Komodo dragon.
You're in the middle,
walking around.
You're driving,
and you're trying to tell me this isn't interesting.
You're driving down the road. You look out the window. You go, holy shit! Was that Johnny Depp's lizard on the side of the road?
Rango.
He was in Rango.
I think I saw Rango.
You think that was Rango?
Yeah.
You think Johnny Depp had a lizard?
Yep.
And he looked at it and he was like, I'm going to make an entire fucking movie about you.
Yeah.
And he made the movie about him. And then he was like, all right, get fucked then.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
You need to go be seen by Cassie.
Yeah. Do you remember who gifted him?
Generations will tell the story.
Yeah.
About the time Cassie saw you.
One day this is going to be on a hit podcast. And by hit podcast, I mean no one listens.
No one listens. And if you haven't listened to this, good on you. We might see you in part two.
Yeah.